Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
I'm feeling good!
Yeah. Aldiana.
Hi, bitches.
Aldiana, Orion's fiance.
This is my one and only, yes.
How you doing?
So he thinks.
Wait, what?
Anyway.
So he thinks. How you doing, Aldi?
I am feeling awesome.
Well, that's great. We have Aldi on the show.
Finally.
For now. Come on, faggots. Let's talk.
Okay. What do you want to talk about, Aldi?
Thanks.
What's on your mind, Aldi?
Fucking Black Obama.
What's he up to now?
Oh, no good.
Well, can you be more specific?
Special Olympics, really?
Ah, Aldi's referring to...
Yeah, the story we were going to bring up. She brought it up
Me?
A little early. All
anyway,
right.
Let the
I guess
boys
we'll
stop.
Talk about it now.
Obama was on the Tonight Show last week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about bowling.
Like
and
black
he was saying
bowl?
He wasn't very good at bowling. And he said, it was like Special Olympics or something.
Yes.
And of course, people got all upset.
Of course they did.
Of course. Fucking white retards.
Would you say, Aldi?
White retards?
White retards. Fucking Black Obama, white retards.
That racist Obama talking about white retards. Yeah. He wasn't.
Happens.
He wasn't. But anyways, he was talking about his bowling score and he referred to it as, you know, like bowling in the Special Olympics.
Right.
And everybody took it the wrong way.
Of course.
Well, I don't know if they took it the wrong way. Basically, he said, I bowl like a retard.
Well, I think they questioned the special...
This is going to be fun to edit.
I think they questioned the Special Olympics reference because they thought he was attacking their intellectual state, when in fact, people in the Special Olympics are challenged both intellectually and physically.
Physically?
Yes. Thank you, Aldi.
Are you in the Special Olympics, Orion?
Apparently.
Your dick is.
Oh, shit. Well.
I now know I can relate.
God damn you, Aldi.
Well, think about it this way. I mean, if you're in the Special Olympics, you're probably not as good as people in the regular Olympics.
Obviously, that's why they call it the Special Olympics.
If you were, you'd be in the regular Olympics. I'm pretty sure they don't say no to retards just for being retarded.
Well, depends.
Are you on the Olympic committee?
I can be.
Okay.
All right.
Fuck those retards.
All right.
Okay, well, what do you think, Aldi? What do you think about what Obama said?
I think Obama was right.
You think he was right? That he bowls like a retard?
No, yeah. But... fuck this. Have fun editing it.
Just say what you think.
Yeah.
Obama had the right to say what he said.
Okay.
Agreed.
He made
all right.
A little bit of fun, a little bit of game. That's all.
No big deal.
Yeah,
didn't
I like...
harm anybody.
I like when this kind of...
Thanks.
I like when this kind of shit comes up and... public figures always have to apologize for themselves and pretend like they said something that
lame.
they have to pretend like what they said wasn't what they actually meant, which is harmless to the rest of us, but in the public eye, they got offended.
Oh, and, people are so fucking sensitive.
Oh, those Christians.
The thing I don't understand about people who are real sensitive and quick to defend people who are retarded or special needs or who are handicapped or in the Special Olympics is that they always want to try and pretend like they're not retarded and they're not handicapped. Like,
or a Christian.
You've heard the term handicapable. That's that's so stupid.
Handicapable. Jesus.
Oh, Christian. Damn it.
If you can't walk, that is a disability.
Yes.
It just is. I'm not saying it makes you a bad person, but it's not an extra ability. You're not extra capable.
Yeah.
And if you're retarded, that doesn't necessarily make you a bad person either, but you're retarded. You don't have the same mental capacity as somebody who isn't. That's
so,
just the way it is.
He wasn't in the wrong. So the
I like
public-
Obama still.
Awesome.
He is the man.
What about this Christian thing you keep bringing up?
Oh, Christians
what's your,
and bullshit.
What's your connection to Special Olympics and Christians?
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
No, really. What is it?
Christian people?
are retarded.
Special needs people need mentoring because of special needs.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Yes.
Stop.
I'm not making fun of you. Go on.
So therefore, they're special. They need to pray to God to be someone normal someday, which ain't gonna fucking happen.
All right. Very sensitive, Aldi. Thank you.
I'm the humane one.
I can feel your mothering instincts coming out.
Yeah. Can't wait to have children with you.
Fuck children. Hold on. Okay. Kids? No. No.
No kids?
Fuck no.
Never?
Ever.
Never
fuck
ever?
Fuck those little fucking creatures that depend on everything you fucking say and do.
For the record, Aldi does want children. She just kind of drone.
For the record, I do not want to have children at all with this creature next to me.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, I love you.
Aww. Thanks.
You're my cute little creature that likes to have the perfect spike.
You know, I don't
spike.
Appreciate you calling me a fag all the time.
Oh, but you are. It's okay.
All right, back to
never
back to
mind,
the,
you're lame.
Back to the
anyway.
Podcast. You do know, you do realize you're on a podcast, right? Oh,
do you have anything to say to the listeners?
Yeah, what do you got to say?
Hi, listeners. I love you. I don't know you, but I love you.
You don't know the listeners.
That's what she said. She said, I don't know you, but I love you.
Oh, she
genius.
Did?
Genius.
I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. He just got punched.
Sorry.
I told you not to hit me.
No punching on the podcast. People can't see it.
Yeah.
But people can hear it.
That's not fair.
Hi, listeners. It's my first time, so don't mind me.
All right, Aldi, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
My name is Sally. I am Orion's, what you want to call, fiance for now. But I like to have fun.
Really?
What are you drinking, Ollie?
But you made me. Like, it's clear.
What is it? What's it got
it's
in it?
It's
what
gin?
Is it?
Gin and what? Tonic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gin and tonic.
He knows what I like.
So where are you from, Ollie?
I am from Bosnia.
And when did you leave Bosnia?
Oh, man. A long time ago. 1997.
So you were like 22?
Hells no.
How old are you now?
27.
Say that again. Louder.
27.
27?
27.
27 years old. So you're an older woman then, because Orion's only 26.
I'm not an older woman, but thank you.
She's
Orion
practically
is
in the grave.
Ooh. Well, you're older than Orion. That makes you the older
ooh.
Woman. And she's hitting him again.
No hitting, Aldi, during the podcast.
Blame Kyle.
Well, where did you go after Bosnia?
I lived in Bosnia for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to Germany for about 9 years.
What did you think of Germany?
Awesome.
Germany's awesome. Was it like being a cast member in Back to the Future?
No, not like that. They do have good food.
Aldi gets really mad when we say that Germany is stuck in the 80s.
Before she came to the U.S., Starman, the movie, just came out. She loved it.
You have no fucking clue.
I heard they just got Tron.
Oh, fuck you, Kyle.
T2's coming out soon. You should
what?
Fly over and...
Ow!
Ooh! All right. Anyways.
Anyway.
For some reason, Aldi feels a lot of pride for Germany. I'm not entirely sure.
I do.
Sure.
It depends
I like
on the day,
Germany,
yeah.
And that is not
on
depend on the day.
Ooh, on any given... on any, don't touch me. On any given day, Aldi will be super into USA or
fuck
entirely
USA.
Prideful for...
Fuck USA.
Well, now you're
we'll
switching
see.
Sides, Aldi.
I've never been up for USA.
Oh, I thought you meant you'd never been to the USA.
Depending on the day, Aldi is... Either
depending
very prideful
on the second,
to be here.
I'm gonna kill Orion.
So, Ollie, why do you hate the U.S.?
Oh, different reasons.
Well, give me one.
Reason number one: you.
Me specifically, or both of us? Me
you.
And Orion.
No,
just me.
You.
Well, you haven't known me for that long.
I've known you long enough.
But I mean, out of the whole time you've been here, you moved here in '99.
Yeah.
And you've known me since what? 2004, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's long enough.
So you didn't hate America until you met me?
Right.
That's not true. Aldi.
That is not true.
What's your favorite part about America?
Oh, man. Wait.
Think. It's okay.
I'm thinking.
Think.
My favorite part of America.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of America?
At this moment, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is your favorite part of America?
Yeah.
And what do you like about Vegas?
Everything.
Prostitutes?
Gambling? No, not prostitutes up for the guys.
I bet there are male prostitutes.
I haven't done it, but...
Well, you said everything, so I was...
Gambling, drinking.
So you like the coke?
No, but...
You had a very different Vegas experience than me, then. Because well, it was all yeah. coke and hookers for me.
Well, you do have a beard and a pair.
I have what? I have a beard and a pair?
What?
What do I have?
You have the beard and the hair.
Oh, okay. I have a beard.
On behalf of Kyle and myself, I apologize.
You do on have a beard and a hair.
On you and Kyle, you can go fuck yourself.
Ollie, what's your favorite music?
Pop.
Like what? Give me an example.
Thanks.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song right now would be... Oh, fuck me. No, it's not the fucking Bosnian song. It's not.
Is it that song from Ocean's 12 or Ocean's 13 or whatever it is?
Yeah, the Bosnian song?
No. That's not Bosnian, you fucking genius.
It sounds Bosnian. I think I'm going to use that for the intro this week. Normally we'll use our intro music, but I think this week I'm going to put that as the intro music.
Ow! Genius.
What, did he punch
you
back?
You spilled my drink.
I'm talking to the mic.
Orion spilled my drink.
And how does that make you feel?
Awful.
Sad?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Punch him back.
No, don't punch. Don't punch. Use your words.
You motherfucking faggot.
There we go.
Nothing to say. What a poos. You're awesome. If I want a poos.
So what do you want to talk about, Aldi?
Oh, man.
What's on your mind? You said Obama.
Faggots.
Obama.
Faggots.
Fucking black Obama. Faggots. What about faggots?
Well, for example, there's Orion.
Okay.
He's a little fagling himself.
He's a what? Say it
he's
in the mic.
He's a little fagling.
He's a fagling. And what is a fagling?
Like a little faggot.
A little, like a baby?
A little fag.
Like how bears have cubs? Fags have faglings?
Yeah.
Like ducks have ducklings?
A little bit.
I get this a lot, by the way.
Yeah, this is... Faggling. I'm surprised. How long have you guys been engaged?
I have no idea.
2 years.
2 years? Damn.
I was going to say you guys fight like an old married couple, but you don't even. You fight like a, like I don't know, old boxing rivals or something.
In the Special Olympics.
In the Special Olympics.
I agree.
Special Olympics boxing. That's what you guys fight like.
I agree.
See, the problem is Aldi thinks she's way tougher than she is.
Yeah.
I am.
She's constantly threatening everyone with violence, and she's always telling me how she can beat me up, but...
I do.
I've wrestled her before, and I've won.
Yeah, they had a wrestling match, and Kyle won twice
in
a row.
We've had rematches. I've won every time.
I don't think.
What do you have to say about
answer.
That, Aldi?
I think that's lame, and
you think it's lame that I won?
Doesn't count.
I think it's lame that you lost.
Doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
Because I said so.
So, Aldi, what do you think about girls, women,
in general?
Oh my god, really?
Do you like them or you not like them?
I do not like women.
Why not?
You hetero bitch.
You're asking to get a fucking punch.
Why don't you like women?
Because I cannot relate to girls.
She doesn't like the poos.
Give me an example.
Hey, I like the poos.
Give me an example.
But...
Oh, shit.
She likes the poos. Give me an example of something that women do that you can't relate to.
Women like gossip.
You like you like celebrity
you
gossip.
You like fucking gossip.
You don't know shit.
You're on the fucking gossip blogs all the time.
You love celebrity gossip.
Okay.
Celebrity gossip.
You mean like gossip among friends?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like talking behind other people's
women
back.
Women like gossip. I don't fucking trust women. Ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. They steal.
Ever. And I don't trust Orion. He's fond of women.
Yeah. What?
You're a girl.
What do you mean by that?
You're a girl.
I'm not a fucking girl. Please be more specific.
Should I?
Of course, yeah.
The small dick.
Small
the
dick?
Hair.
Aldi.
Oh,
Aldi,
yeah.
Aldi.
Small dick,
I don't
my
know.
Ass.
I haven't seen his dick. I don't know if it's small or not, but I don't think that makes him a woman. I'm pretty sure women don't have dicks at all.
Yeah, that's a clitoris in America. I know you're foreign, but women have clits.
He just got punched again twice. Three times.
Have clits.
Clit
anyways,
you.
Clit me. Aldi.
Yeah, English, English is her third language. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Fuck you, faggot.
Oh, I got a good idea. Aldi.
Yes.
I want to teach the listeners how to say something in Bosnian.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What is that phrase, that really funny phrase
Which one?
The one you asked her when like you first met her.
The one that you say, no, not that one. The one that you say when you want to wish somebody well. It's about God.
Oh.
May God fuck you.
May God fuck you. That in Bosnia is...
That's kind of a common phrase, too.
It's actually a good thing if you say, may God fuck you. How do you say that?
Well, it's not good, but it's common.
No, it is a good thing, right?
Is it good?
Isn't it a good
No,
thing?
It's bad.
I'm no oh, Bosnian.
It's bad.
It's kind of like saying, hey, go fuck yourself.
No, it's bad
but,
for my part.
But in Bosnia, it's more common. So.
Jebote bog.
One more time.
Say that again.
Jebote bog.
Jebote bog.
Jebote bog.
Jebote bog.
Did I get
right.
it right?
Hey, yeah. You bug! Hey, so, how you doing? Hey, may God fuck you!
So, ow! Let me make sure I understand. That's a bad thing? Like, you would say, that's like saying, go fuck yourself?
Is it?
Or
is
not
it?
Necessarily, but you don't want to say it.
I thought that was like wishing someone well. That's why I thought it was so funny.
my I'm mom curious. Said that to
there
me
must have been
while
something
I was driving
else.
Down the hallway.
And you weren't driving
how
so
to
well?
Drive.
And you
so
like
you, doing such
you didn't turn
job.
Your signal on,
I
almost
so
killed
good.
Somebody.
See, when you told me that the first time, I thought you meant she was wishing you luck. Like, may God fuck
my
you.
My mom never fucking wishes me luck.
That would be great if it
That's
was.
That's what I thought it meant.
Good luck. May God fuck you.
Like, I thought, like,
take
hey,
pleasure in God fucking you.
May God have sweet, sweet intercourse with you. That's, like,
yeah.
I honestly thought that was what it meant.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
What do you want? David Beckham.
Not God.
David Beckham.
David Beckham.
Hi, my name's David Beckham.
Ryan's
Hi, all lads doing.
Aldi has a huge
I
crush.
I love football.
Aldi has a huge crush
crumpets.
On David Beckham.
That's right.
And she gets furious when we make fun of him.
I have the biggest dick in the world.
I'm going to break a Ryan's rib.
Don't
anyway.
Do it. Don't
do it. No, I'm sorry. Not his rib. A couple of ribs.
Settle down, Aldi. Come on.
Yeah, settle down, Ryan.
I fucking love you, Aldi. Come on.
Yeah, but I love David Beckham.
For life. For life. Come on.
When I tried to be ghetto.
David Beckham is a faggot and I hate him. I'm going to kill him. Oh, God.
He just got punched pretty good. All right, Aldi, I got a couple questions for you.
Yes.
Questions.
That I
Shoot.
Want to ask you. Okay. I was reading this article today. It was about a survey that was done with women. And they were asked different questions to judge if they were, you know, shallow or materialistic or that
okay.
kind of thing.
And for the record, it was for more than 2,000 women,
yeah,
ages 18 to 34.
Yep. Okay, Aldi, you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Would you be willing to shave your head to save the life of a stranger?
Hell no.
Okay.
Interesting.
More than a quarter of the women taking the survey said that they would. So,
yeah.
So that
Whoa,
makes you a
fuck
bad
those
person.
Fags.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, lesbians.
Would you make your best friend fat for life if it meant you could be thin for life?
Yes.
Hell no.
No, you
really?
Wouldn't, you wouldn't do that.
Really?
No.
So you want to be fat?
I'll be fat.
Okay.
If you were kind of chunky, you wouldn't. Really? What?
I'm honestly a little surprised that you're that caring for other people. That's
that is
nice.
Amazing.
That is nice. You
Though
wouldn't
my
their
ribs
lives
hurt
by shaving
and
your head,
I'm practically
but you
bleeding
so
internally.
Okay, that's nice. More than a quarter of those taking part in the survey said that they would make their best friend fat for life.
Wow.
Would you marry an ugly man if he were a multimillionaire?
What's the benefit for me?
He's a multimillionaire.
He has millions, Aldi. What
of
the
dollars.
Fuck?
If he was ugly?
Yes, if he was ugly.
He's an ugly
no.
guy with lots of money. Would you marry him?
No.
No.
Right. Absolutely not.
Half of the people surveyed said that they would marry an ugly man if he was a multimillionaire. So you're actually ahead of the game here. You wouldn't save someone's life by shaving your head, but you would not make them fat, and you would not marry an ugly guy for his money. So that's pretty good.
All right, all right.
Those are all the questions. What do you think about somebody who would marry an ugly guy for money?
That's cruel.
That's cruel to who, the ugly guy?
Well, number one, to the ugly guy. Number two, why would you want to do that?
Why would you want to marry an ugly guy?
For millions,
for
duh.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
It buys beer.
Are you going to sit there and tell me about money buying happiness?
What?
So, if I met a guy...
Money doesn't buy happiness.
If I met
You're
a
so
guy,
sweet.
That mean...
Aldi
a
is not this innocent, I swear to God. I swear to God.
If I made $1 million...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you... If I met a guy that made $1 million, would you like me to leave you?
What the fuck are you propositioning? That's not the same thing.
The question assumes that you're single and that you don't have to leave Orion for this guy. Does
I'm
that change
going,
things?
No.
You still wouldn't do it?
I'd be rather upset.
Yeah, that I'm would a be dirt a poor question.
Piece of shit.
I'm not gonna
loser.
Get some dirtbag doing me the like rest me? Of those 4 times. I'm not gonna let some guy that's like 4 years left to live.
Well, they didn't say he was old. They just said he was ugly.
Yeah, well, ugly. Same. Not thing. Old. It's not the same thing.
Well, I guess it's a similar question, but it's not necessarily the same thing. They didn't make any mention of age, so could be an old guy.
I'm not gonna let him do me.
Well, Orion does you for the money.
And I'm gonna punch you in the face for the money.
What? Who's gonna give you money to punch me in the face?
What money?
Orion just got punched again, but not in the face.
Don't tell him that.
Alright, if I get punched one more time, I swear to God.
Oh,
they're trading. They're trading punches back and forth.
I'm sorry, Aldi. Alright.
She can't take it as well as she can deal it out. But she's still dealing it out. Oh. Okay, so Aldi's a little drunk. And she's getting
kind of drunk.
She's getting kind of sleepy, and I think we're going to have to cut this one short. So we're going to make this a mini episode.
Yes.
But Aldi agreed to sing us out to her favorite karaoke song.
Go for it, Aldi, go.
We're not gonna make it. No, we ain't gonna make it. We're not gonna make it anymore.
That's when we can tell she's done. Woo! And out. Oh, God. And yeah. Out for the
Woo!
Count.
Woo!
Okay.
Alrighty.
Woo! Woo! Fuck those fags. This is it, baby. Those fags have no shit on me. Woo!
Oh, God.
Alrighty. So that was my fiance.
We're not gonna make it. No, we ain't gonna make it. We're not gonna make it.
I don't think
anymore.
She's gonna make it. I'm gonna have to carry
I
her to bed.
I'm gonna make it. I'm so gonna make it. I'm gonna make it.
More, right? Yeah, she's not gonna make it. I'm gonna have to
I'm gonna make it! Oh, God,
I can't get a word in. Jesus Christ.
Fuck you!
I'm gonna have to call the police.
Oh, I'm gonna make it!
Fucking restraining
and
order.
You're not!
Alrighty.
I'm gonna make it!
All right, Ollie. I'm gonna take Ollie to bed, and
I am not going to bed. Fuck you, bitches. Me, I don't go to bed. I am here to stay.
Oh shit, Kyle, help me out here, brother.
I thought you wanted to end the show, Ollie.
We're not gonna.
No. Anyways, all right.
Anyways.
That's.
Anyways, that's right. But I'm here to stay.
I am not. I'm not embarrassed at all. Aldi. All right, that's my fiance, Aldi.
Don't be embarrassed.
That's.
Oh fuck you! Don't you talk shit about me ever.
I'm crying.
Fuck you!
Oh God.
Jesus fucking Christ! Give me a beer.
Remind me never to buy gin again. All right, here's your beer, Aldi.
I bought that gin. I don't want that beer. Where's my gin?
You just asked for a beer. There's no more gin.
That's a straw.
There's no more gin. Oh, God. All right. Well, that was Aldi, my fiance. Oh, God.
That wasn't Aldi yet.
I got to conclude this goddamn thing.
I am concluding this.
Maybe we're going to go full length after
you.
It's a mini episode, Aldi.
Oh. Mini? Mini my ass.
All right.
No.
She woke up.
Yeah, she woke up.
No!
A minute ago.
No!
We had to pause because she was like falling asleep.
She fell asleep on
I
my
was
fucking
not
shoulder.
Falling asleep. Those faggots have no fucking clue what they're talking about.
She was on my shoulder falling asleep.
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Jesus Christ. Make me fucking spill things. everywhere.
You spilled everything all over everything.
Where's your kidney at?
What? Do you want to kill me? What is your problem?
I just want to hurt you a little bit.
You've been hurting me all night. You've been punching me throughout the entire episode.
Yeah, that wasn't a kidney, though.
I felt like it. I'm going to be peeing blood tomorrow.
Yay!
What? You sadistic bitch.
I got the day off. I don't care about blood or pee or you or things.
This is podcast gold.
Oh my god. All right, so that was my fiance Aldi.
No.
This will never end. It's never going to end.
Fuck this guy.
Do you have a tranquilizer, Kyle?
I don't.
This guy does not know what's going to fucking hit him.
We should have planned ahead. We should have had a tranquilizer.
Oh, God. If you heard that, that was Orion getting slapped on the back.
Hey!
Aldi, you are a bitch.
All right, Aldi. How do you want to end the show?
Yeah. We're not going to.
No, we already ended it that way. No, you got to conclude it with.
We're not done.
We are done.
You said we were done, remember?
I am not done. You are so ready
for bed.
All right. If you're not done, then what do you want
to...
talk about?
Things.
Okay. Like what?
Like something up.
Look at Carl's beard.
Tell us about my beard.
It's very pretty and...
It's pretty? Pretty?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's pretty, thank
you. It's pretty.
What else?
What are we going to do about it?
What do you mean, what are we going to do about it?
Are you attacking Kyle's beard?
No.
Are you asking him what he should do about it?
Yeah.
Do you want him clean shaven?
What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah.
Take care of it.
Take care of it.
Take care of it. It's all trimmed and clean. It's fine. It's badass.
It's not trimmed or clean.
It is trimmed.
It's filthy.
It's a bird nest.
It is not a bird nest.
Remember. Mm-hmm. What else?
It's a bird nest.
A bird nest. You already said that. What else?
All right. Oh, God.
I think she's starting to fizzle out again.
All right. Well, for the last time, I'm hoping.
I'm here.
That is my fiance, Aldi.
That's me.
Thanks,
Ryan has no credibility. Whatever he says means shit.
Okay.
You're going to blow the fucking tweeters on everyone listening.
Right. All their speakers will be destroyed. What's going on?
He does. You're right. He has no clue.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I do know you need to go to bed.
You have a clue, don't you, Aldi?
I don't need to go to bed.
Do you have a clue?
Yeah.
What's your clue?
2 + 2 = 4.
That's going to lead us right to the killer.
1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want me to punch you in the face?
Oh, my God. No. I got to end this, Aldi. I have to, for your sake. I love you.
You don't love me.
You're the love of my life.
You don't love me.
I love you, but God damn it.
I'm not going to end this.
Please.
Hi, people of the open world.
Oh, God.
It's me, Aldi.
Oh, Jesus.
And I got to drink.
Aldi, if you had your own podcast, what would you call it?
Yeah, what would you call it? Your own thing with your own mic.
The Aldi fucking cast.
I'm guessing that would be an explicit podcast.
Yeah. What would you talk about?
I'm child friendly.
What would you?
Fuck what? Those little nigglets.
Oh god! And the racism comes out.
Nigglets? What?
I like nigglets.
Oh. What are nigglets?
They're yummy.
Yeah, explain to us what nigglets are.
They're yummy.
They're little faglings that are a little dark.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh man, I don't even know if I should leave this in.
I'm so sorry,
I don't
everyone.
Even know if I should leave this in, because this is... Okay, Aldi. So a nigglet, in the Aldi dictionary, is a baby... Is a black gay baby.
Blackling.
It's a black gay baby. Right?
It's a black baby who nobody loves. But I like black babies.
But You just said nobody loves. You don't love them. You like them.
I like him enough.
But nobody loves them.
Fuck oh my that.
God, I'm dying here.
Fuck those little nigglets.
She's gonna try to tell us tomorrow not to put this on the internet. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Hey, don't worry. Oh, now's my chance. So that was my fiance Ollie.
Hey! Me! Over here! I am Orion's fiance, if you want to call it that.
I don't know if this is going to end up being a mini show or not, but I still think we should do a regular one.
If we have to.
Yeah.
This.
Fuck you, fucking faggots! I heard that!
This was a mistake.
This is, in a way though, this is what I was waiting for. When we were talking earlier and she was only saying like one or two words at a time,
she
this
was
is
getting
what I
was quiet.
Waiting for.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Alrighty. How you feeling, Aldi?
I am feeling good!
That's her catchphrase.
Yeah, it is. That's when she needs to go to bed.
You don't know things.
I know enough.
You don't know things.
How long have we been together?
Who knows, but you don't know things.
Teach us something.
Teach you what?
Teacher Ollie.
Anything, so that we'll know things.
I want to learn something,
You
Ollie.
Taught us some Please. Bosnian earlier. Teach us something.
I'm not very good at teaching people things, but Kyle, anyway,
Yeah?
Kyle needs some schooling.
Yeah, I do need to. I need to know things.
Pitkai Kostela.
Are you teaching us more Bosnian? Tell us what those words mean.
What are you saying? I didn't hear you.
Pussy and cucumber.
No, in Bosnian.
Oh,
yeah. Say the Bosnian word and then say what it means in English.
Krastavac.
Krastavac means what?
Cucumber.
Right. Cucumber. What's the other one?
Well, that's relevant.
Pichka.
Pussy. I like pichka. Are there any other good ones we should know?
Aldi, can I have some pinchka tonight?
There's no N in it.
It's not like
hey,
fucking...
Aldi, can I have some pinchka tonight?
Oh, she hates that voice.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Aldi. It's okay, because you're a little drunk. It's
you
want right.
to go to a movie sometime?
You all right,
I'm
Aldi?
I'm not proud of you guys.
We could go to a soccer game. We'll see the David Beckham.
Come on, David Beckham.
I'm a little drunk.
Why, a very tiny penis? Is that all right with you, Aldi?
She's a little drunk.
I'm a little drunk, damn it.
She hit him in the head.
I'm glad you have a poster of me on your wall.
Oh, hey, Aldi, tell us about celebrity gossip. What's going on with the celebrities
today?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Oh, some bitch is dead.
Which bitch is dead? Into the mic.
I don't know her name. Jade something.
Jade is dead. And what else happened today?
Oh, I don't know.
You forgot it all?
I'm a little drunk.
No, you're not.
Anything new?
Look at you.
Any new developments in the Chris Brown Rihanna story?
No. Yeah.
He beat the fuck out of her.
What do you think about Chris Brown?
Ape.
No.
Ape-alicious.
I'm sorry,
she's
everyone.
She's calling him an ape.
He
ape-alicious.
Looks like an ape. No offense to black people.
For the record,
man.
She doesn't generally describe anyone black as an ape.
Yeah.
Like in general. Just Chris
I know,
Brown.
But Chris
just
Brown
now.
Does remind me of an ape. And I'm sorry, but he's an ape.
Oldie.
And a half.
He's an ape. I think that's fair. I mean, he beats women, so.
For the record,
sure. Yeah. Be mean to him.
Fuck you, Chris Brown.
Aldi is not racist.
I am not racist. I like all kinds of colored bullshit people.
God. You're killing me, Aldi.
They're all the same. Yellow, brown.
They're all the same.
It's like a fucking rainbow, except for brown.
I have no idea what she meant there. I have
What
the fuck are you talking about?
It's yellow, white, blue, whatever, yellow.
The rainbow?
Yellow, white,
but there's no brown.
Yellow, white, blue, whatever.
There's no brown.
There's no brown in the rainbow. That's true.
Aldi.
No, there is no brown.
Is that why you're... Oh, my God.
She's right. There's no brown.
Fuck those brown people.
Wait, Aldi. You just said you liked everyone.
I like blacks.
You do know that brown.
You like blacks, not browns.
Browns in a racial slur means
I like
Mexican.
Them all. Oh, no. I don't like those.
You don't like.
I didn't.
Those brownies.
Like Mexicans. And
actually, I didn't mean Mexican. I meant like.
They don't know how to make people of brownies Spanish to descent. Begin with.
They
Hispanics.
Don't know what?
They don't know how to make brownies.
They don't know how to make brownies. You don't like them because they
Mexicans.
Don't know how to
make. All right, Aldi, shut up. I have to end this. Thanks for listening. This is
Hi.
Orion.
It's me, Aldi.
Can we cut her mic off?
Worst show
no.
ever.
She doesn't have an off button.
Yay.
Aldi, go to bed.
Aldi, go to bed. Aldi.
Oh, my
Hi.
God.
Hi.
I think I just saw David Beckham.
Yay.
I think I just heard him calling your name from the bedroom.
Yeah.
Aldi. I'm not leaving. Fuck you.
I have a big cock in the bedroom.
Yeah, you wish.
I love soccer.
Yeah, you wish.
You wish David Beckham loved soccer.
Well, that's going to do it for us for this
no,
mini episode.
No, it's not. I'm not done
I swear
yet.
To God. I swear
I
to God.
I am not
What are we
done
running here? Like
yet.
An hour?
We're at like 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 fucking minutes!
And we have to edit
and
all the out completely. All right.
Yeah, it's probably not even going to be 40 minutes because there's some stuff we got to edit out.
Yeah.
I'm not done.
Like Ollie saying she had to go take
if
a
you
shit.
I am not done.
If you have something else to say, say it.
All right. In conclusion, what do you have to say, Aldi?
You just said you weren't done. You have something else to say?
We have to end the show. What do you have to say in conclusion? What are your final thoughts?
You fags suck ass. I was not done.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Well, that's going to conclude this mini episode.
Mini episode? What? I was never made aware of this shit.
I think
ever
you were made aware.
I can't even get
nobody
into like.
Nobody told me mini is shit.
We did tell you in the middle
we
when you said you wanted to quit.
We told you. But all right. I don't think I'm gonna get the emails in.
No, no.
We're just gonna have to cut off.
No,
we're just gonna have to
no.
shut this off.
Aldi, you said you wanted to quit in the middle. Remember?
I'm not quitting.
Okay, what do you want to talk about then?
Thanks.
Go. Talk.
Well.
Say something.
Ow!
say something.
Well, it's just me.
Because you said you weren't done.
What do you want to tell the world? Because they're going to be commenting, hopefully. God.
Hi, world. Fuck yourself.
They're
going to
talk about how much of an annoying bitch you are.
Maybe they'll love her. I'm having a good time.
I doubt it. They're going to be like, Orion, can I get with you? Because she's so annoying. Why would you be with her?
Oh, no. What have again. I done? Punched oh, shit. Again.
I'm just kidding, Aldi. I love you forever and ever.
Fuck you.
Oh,
you can
I love you,
go
too.
To hell.
I hope I do.
Oh, ow.
But I love you, Aldi, forever.
I
with
don't.
All my heart.
Fuck you.
I do have to end this, though.
Fuck
all right.
You.
That's my fiance, Aldi. Thanks for listening.
That's my fucking faggot, Orion.
If you want to email
That's
us, please email at Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Kyle at IJustHadATerribleThought.com. You can send us questions for Aldi. We'll have her
oh,
answer them.
Please.
And as always, check out Jesus.
I just Aldi. Had a terrible thing.
I'm trying to.
I just had a terrible
Aldi,
thought. That
I'm,
hey, there she
Kyle,
did.
I'm trying. I'm gonna.
She did it for us.
I just had a terrible thought.com.
Thank you, Aldi. I thought I had to, like.
Yeah.
Put you in, like, handcuffs or some shit.
I'll punch you anyway.
Aldi, if they wanted to send us a voicemail, do you know the number?
Do you know the number?
Oh, no. Mm. Tell me the number.
All right, if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 616-328-5581.
Yes.
616-328-51.
No, 5581.
5581.
Very good.
Oh, my God.
Very good. Thank you, Aldi.
Oh, my God.
All right, Aldi, say goodbye to the listeners.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, faggots.
No, God.
I mean, listeners.
On behalf of all of us at...
On behalf of me. Goodbye, listeners.
On behalf of Kyle and I, thanks for listening. And,
on behalf of Kyle and Orion,
we'll check you next time. Cut it off.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out.
Peace out.